I had inadvertently tapped into something visceral and wild. The teacher's face, the shouts of fear, astonishment, the joy. The joy was the hardest to explain. Surprise comes easy, but joy never does. It was an alchemist who had somehow, unknowingly, unintentionally discovered how to turn lead into gold. Even a 9-year-old knows this is impossible. You could only do that with real magic. The gulf between wanting to become a great magician and actually doing it is enormous, however, and the career of a young magician is marked as much by humiliation and public failure as it is by the occasional success. In high school, I staged a show in the auditorium, and my entire world came out to watch. 600 friends, family members, girls from school, everyone I wanted to defy or impress. They all looked on in horror, fascination, and pity as I twirled about the stage, frantically trying to remember every bit of choreography from every David Copperfield special I had ever seen. The audience sat mute, aghast, enduring the spectacle and waiting for the catastrophe to end. A few years later, I staged a Harry Houdini-style underwater escape in the river that flowed through the middle of the campus of the University of Iowa, where I went to school.